We're continuing our shu'urim on Otzot Chaim. We are now in Perek Gimel of Shai Rafach. In the old edition, it's Perek Daf Chaf Ches Amud Beis, right? And in Rav Matuk Midvash, it's Daf Tav Gimel. You're looking for your chart.
Yeah, this is it.
Okay, so the way we're going to work with this chart. Okay, so we're going to start explaining again. We're going to continue the Rafa Perek Gimel, and before we do that, we're just going to run through this chart over here that we have. It's a very good chart. Originally, I had a chart like this, but I decided it's a little bit too complicated. It didn't come out so good. So this is a better chart. I think this way you can see the Aliyah. Well, I shouldn't say the Aliyah. Actually, the Yerida of the Nitzutz is going down. This is where. All this is where the Nitzutzot stayed up, and this is everything came down, as I'll explain. So let's go through this chart over here. Let's try to zoom in over here. And we're going to go explaining the Rafa 280 Nitzutzot, right, that fell into Bia, into Bria Tiasia. So let's just go through this chart a little bit. So you either can look on your chart or my chart here. Doesn't matter. I think better to look over here, because that way I'm pointing. I don't understand what I'm talking about. Okay, so we always deal with the 12 madrigas. The 12 madrigas of every sphere. So here's 1, 2, 3, Aleph Beis, Gimel, Dalet, until Yud Beis. Until Yud Beis over here. Let's see, trying to get this level here. Okay, Yud Beis. Of every sphere. And here are the spheres over here at the top here. So you have Chesed, and then you have Gvura, and then Tiferes, Netzach Hod Yesod, all 4 in one go. And then you have, over here, the last one is Malchus. So you have, we're dealing with 4 categories, okay? And each one has 12 madrigas. 12 madrigas. Now, in each madriga, we're going to split into 4 madrigas, bet. This is 1 madriga, 2 madriga, 3 madriga. Actually, 3 madrigas. So it's called Keser Chochma Bina. Okay, it's not too attached to the names, but rather we're just going to look at the chart and take it for what it is for right now. Now, in Keser L'Moshel, you have a Panim, and you have a Chorin. This is the Panim. Sorry, this is the Panim, and this is the Achorin. Panim Achorin. Panim Achorin. That's the way it goes. Panim Achorin. So every stage, for example, Keser, is split into 2. Teshu Sfiros and Malchus. So, L'Moshel. Let's start this way. If you're working with the first sphere called Keser, the klal is every sphere can split up into 10 spheres. So if you have Keser, you have 9 spheres on top, and you have the Malchus at the bottom. That's your 10 spheres of Keser. And you further divide it into 2 categories, Panim and Achorayim. Panim and Achorayim. And you do that for Chochma, 10 spheres, and then you finally do that for Bina, and you have 10 spheres. So this is just these 3 categories. 1, which is Keser, Chochma, which goes up to here, and then Bina, all repeat each other. So the process is the same. So in the Teisha spheres of Keser, which is from Keser to Keser, from Keser of Keser, to finally the Yesod of Keser, you're going to split into 2, the Panim and Achorayim. What does Panim mean? Panim means is the stronger Bechina of the sphere, and it's denoted by Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's called the Panim. The Achorayim is denoted by the Ribua. Yud, Yud Kei, Yud Kei Vav Kei. Yud, Yud Kei, Yud Kei Vav, Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's the Ribua. Now you do that for all the 4 categories, right? You have Chesed, Gevura, Tiferes, Hod Yesod, and then Malchus. Why dafka these? Because these are the Malachim that broke. That's the Zun. The Zun fell into Bia, they broke. That's Chesed to Malchus. Now, further on, when you go into the Malchus of the Keser, that's also split into Panim Achorayim. So that is, again, depicted by the Gematria value. So the Panim of this Panim is 26, Yud Kei Vav Kei is 26, and also the Gematria of this would be 72. So this is connected this, and that's connected this. Panim connected Panim, and Achorayim connected Achorayim. That's the way it works in all the Madrigas. let's start Sfira by Sfira. So on this chart we're going to work with the Sfira of Chesed. Chesed is the first one that broke. Das Chesed. Alright, so let's call it Chesed. Now the Arizal told us in the previous Prokim that you can divide the four categories of Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet, which includes the Tani, Tiferet, Netzach HaYesod, and Malchus, into four Bechinas of Ab, Sag, Moben. So Chesed is Keneged Ab, Chesed is Keneged Ab, Gvur is Keneged Sag, the Tani is Keneged and the Malchus is Keneged Ben. So it's Asmag Keneged the Zayin Sfiras.
But it's Bedavka.
What is supposed to want?
Well, I mean, why is the Sag Bedavka Keneged Gvur? Okay, so
well, we explained the previous Prokim because the Chesed originally broke where the Ab was and therefore had a Shaychus to it. Which we're not going to go into all the details right now. That's why it has a Shaychus to Ab. Now, let's discuss one Sfira by one. So I want to know now, there's actually three Chalokim to every Sfira. There's Anach. There's the Oroch, the Oiris of the Sfira, and there's something else you have to analyze called the Nitzutzus. You have to misaken the Nitzutzus, and also you have to misaken the Anach, which is the Keli. What we're going to discuss over here is the Nitzutzus. Where do they fall? Each one Keli broke, and there's also Nitzutzus that follow the Keli underneath. So look at this dark line over here. This dark line represents the difference between Atzilus and Bria. Everything here above this dark line is the world of Atzilus. Everything below that is what we called that's not a clear definition. No, I prefer to say not like that. I prefer to say that everything which is above the line did not fall into Bia, and everything below the line did fall into Bia. Okay, this is the world of Atzilus, this is the world of Bia, right? But it's not really that defined. Crooked line, but that defines everything. So let's work with the first sphere of Chesed. I want to know what is the first Madrega of Nitzutzus that fell into Bia. So I look on the chart, right? This is a chart of all. Now from Or broke off sparks called Nitzutzus.
You're saying these are Nitzutzus of Chesed?
Yeah, now this is the category of Chesed, the Nitzutzus of Chesed, the all of Chesed. Which part of the Nitzutzus fell in to Bia? Which part of the Nitzutzus stayed up in Nitzutzus? So this chart tells exactly where. It charts it out. It tells me over here, which is below the line, this is what fell into Bia. What is that? So that is, if I look at this here, that tells me it's a Chochmah. The Chochmah of the Malchus of the Panim. For our purposes, we're not going to get so complicated with all these names, but rather let's call Madrega Shvi'i. Very simple. It's the seventh level that fell into Bia. Now how do I know that? See the star over here? Over here it denotes the seventh Madrega. Remember I told you there's 12 Madregas? So the seventh Madrega of Chesed, you see that over here, David?
We'll see the
Zayin. Right, so the Zayin denotes this is the seventh level that fell into Bia from the sphere of Chesed. Now let's move over. That makes sense, right? It's the first Madrega. The Madrega which did not fall is the Vav and upwards, right? And so we're downwards. Now, there's a Simon Abdu. I don't know if you ever heard of the Abdu. Abdu is all the Madregas that did not fall. That leads us to know what Madregas did fall. The base Lechem Yehud that gives a simon for this is Abdu. He gives us a simon for this, and he says, "State Anshe Imuna Abdu." It's one of the Tehillim which say in Tefillah, and Anshe Emuna, those Festa Emuna, Anshe Anoshim, Ovdu. And that's the abbreviation Aleph Base Dalet Vav. So that's what I circle over here. Aleph Base Dalet Ovdu. We call it Abdu. Those are the Madres that did not fall. So if you look across here, Aleph did not fall, but Base did fall. Base did not fall, but Gimel did fall. Dalet did not fall, but He did fall. Vav did not fall, but Zayin did fall. So it's Avdu. That tells me all the Bechinas that stayed above in Atzilus, and everything out, under this abbreviation Avdu fell underneath. So the Vav of Avdu stayed up, and Zayin fell. Now when it comes to, that's all for Chesed, that's Poshet. Now says the Ariza, since we start with Madrega Shvi, I'm gonna start the Cheshvan by Madrega Shvi in all of them. And I heard once the vault is that that's the Ikah, that's the Mahus of the Kedem. That's the note. Madrega Shvi always denotes the Mahus. Why is that? Because since Chesed is connected Ab fell. That's the Mahus of this Inyan. Gvura, which is Keneged Gvura, if you look at Madrega Shvi that we're always counting, is Sag. Gvura is Keneged Sag, which is Sag. And when you move along to Tiferes, which is Keneged Ma, it's also Ma. All the Zayin, that Zayin, even though it's not the first Madrega that fell down, but Shvi is very, very Choshev. So we always count Shvi. Now the problem is we need 288 Netzutzot. That's the magic number. Now, how do we get to that number? How did Ariza get to that number? So he counted what's called the first Madrega that fell down. So let's work with Gvur. So you see under this line, remember I told you that's the difference between what fell in and what fell down. So we're working with Gvura. So underneath this black line of Abdu, Dalet stayed up and He fell down. So we're going to count Madrega He and Madrega Zayin together, and that's going to give us also the Gematria of 72, actually 73. So far we have Chesed, we have 72, which is Ab. We have Gvura, which is a combination of Madrega Shvi and Chamishi, which is 73.
What is
63 and 10, the 10 letters, sorry I didn't say that. The Madrega Hey, you know, it's Oisius, right? So it's Ponim and it's Oisius.
Yeah.
So you count the 10 letters, you add it to Madrega Shvi,
yeah.
That's 73. 63 and 10. Now, when you work with Tiferes, what's the first Madrega that broke? Is this Madrega over here, which is the Ponim.
Mm-hmm.
The Ponim broke, which is 26, which no, it's a Mispah, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's in Malchiyah, so it's a Mispah, so it's 26.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the Madrei Shvi that we always count, which is Ma? That's 45, and 26, that's 71.
Uh-huh.
Madrega Shvi, which we always count, and the first Madrega that fell down will get you also to 71. What we're aiming for is 72 in every single Madrega. When you get 72 times 4, that's 288.
Where did you get the 72?
So we're working with Ma, we're working with Tiferes, right? So look at the 7th level Tiferes right over here. If you look at my pen, that would help you. Right, it's 45 and 26 is 71.
Where did that Ma come from?
That is the Madrega. That is the Madrega. That is the
Madrega.
No, it's more than that. It's in Chokhmah. Chokhmah is the Miloy of Yudke Vavke.
But why do you count the Kadisa and not the rest? Everything fell down. So why do you decide not to count?
Oh, as I told you, because since we started off, the reason, since we started off with Madrega Shvi, it was very Choshev. That denotes the minimum amount of Netzutzot, or the first Netzutzot that fell. Which the Kerem Shalom explains, this is the Tzad Shava B'neihem. L'cholapochus Madrei Shvi fell down. That's what we know for sure. L'cholapochus.
Yeah.
Okay? So therefore that is really going to make a mark for us. That's what we're going to start counting. Madrei Shvi. Besides that, that's the ikamahus of the sphere as well. Because Ches is keneged Ab. This is Ab. Gvur is keneged Sag, which is this, the ikamahus of that. Nitzutzus is Sag. Tiferus is keneged Ma. This is the Ma. But that's the mahus. It's called Ma the Ma. So we're going to count always Madrega Shvi. Okay, so I have 72 here. That's the first madrega. That's all I need 72 to count. This next madrega, I have 63, and I'm mashlim with the first madrega that fell down. That's 72. When it comes to gvura, I say that I look at the ma, which is madrega shvi. I always count madrega shvi, and the first madrega is 26. 26 and 45 is 71. So I'm basically 72, 72, 72, which nearly comes to the cheshbon. I need another 72 in order to make the cheshbon a 288. Mm-hmm. Okay? Now, the only exception to this rule is Ben. Ben, we don't mechashven the madrega shvi. We don't. Which would have been Ben, which would have been nice. But rather, we start from up to top, top to bottom. So we first of all calculate the first madrega that fell down. The first madrega that fell down in Malchus was the second. Remember, Avdu or Zar Siman. So Aleph didn't fall down, but rather Beis fell down. So that's the first madrega that fell down. Mm-hmm. That is what? That is Oisius. That's not even a gematria. But look at the Arizal. Since the gematria of those oysters is madrega revi, then I'm going to count madrega revi as well. Not as well, because it's a taugum to madrega base.
Why is it revi? It's not space.
Revi, here, look. Revi. See where I put the in brackets over here, because you're not really counting revi, but rather this, the ikka, where the first madrega, I want to mechashven which madregas are choshed for me for in order to make my 288. So I count the first madrega. The first madrega that fell in this category is the Havai Berebua. That won't get me anywhere close to 72. If you take the gematria of this, it will be 72, which is the madrega revi. So we mechashven the madrega vi, which is madrega shneo, or shneo shit revi, which is one hanahach. So there's your 72. So 72 times 4 is 280. That's how you get to the cheshbon of 288.
Why with Ben don't you look at the seventh madrega?
We don't look. It's this is going to be part of today's shir. And many, many other questions. For example, many other madregas between. For example, in Tiferes, why didn't you take this madrega revi or chamishi or shishi?
It's not the shvi.
Okay, so but why the first one as opposed to any other? Right.
But after that comes the denominator, as you saw from.
All right, there are many. We'll find. This is what this year is going to be about. Okay, exactly. What there's many questions over here. Why dafka this cheshbon as opposed to, we could have made 72 from other madregas as well. So that's more or less. The tzur, and now we're going to start here. Okay, Perek Gimel. Ve'at tzor levay kama shelos. We're going to ask like you're asking kama shelos sheyesh bekol niska le'el. V'hu kitzor leida lama hayu kol shinuim ha'elo. Shebeshem Ab anu lokhi misvah madrei shvi. We said the first madrega, which is Ab, we take dafka the seventh. U'misak shtei madregas shehem shvi chamishi v'shvi. We take two. When it comes to Ma, we take also two. Shtei Madrega, Shehem, Shlishi and Revi. Shlisha and Shvi, sorry. Right? If you look on the chart, we take the third and the seventh. Umi Ben, Madrega, Acha, Shuhu, Madrega, Belvad, Behi, Revi. And when we take the fourth, well, second, which is the fourth. According to Loshan Rashash, is Madrega, Shnia, Shuhu, Revi. It's Hanahach. Because if you look at the previous parak, it says, at the end of the previous parak, look at the last line, of Perek Beis is Misham, Misham Ben Ha'av Shelo Hu Madriga Shni V'Revi, and here's Misham the Loshen. Here's the Ben is Revi. What he means? It's the base together. It's two sides of the same coin. We're taking the Gematria of 72. Now we're going to answer all these questions, Hashem. V'Tshuva here. Kihine Nisbay Le'el Ki Atzad Shavu Shebe Arba Havayot Niskorem Shehem Ab Sagma Uben Hi Madrig Shehem. We know that Tzad HaShavah, like I told you, L'chol HaPochot, we know at least one thing for sure, that the seventh Madrega of all of them fell. Kulam Nofu Mebriya, from the seventh onwards. Lachain, Ein Anu Mechashvin Mishem Misham V'Lemata Klal Rak Memadrega Shvi. That's the lowest of all the Madregas. That's the Tzad HaShavah that we take from all of them. Lacholopos is the seventh Madrega. Same chart. Or Lemalim Mimenu, we can take above that, but we know that's the minimum. Velo Milamatim Mimenu, that we know that the seventh was the lowest that came down. Kikol Mashalemata Mina Madrega Shvi Betelim Ba. We don't say, you know, we're going to keep taking Cheshvan Madriga, Shmini, and Tishi. By the way, these Madrigas go on and on and on, infinite. Abazoi, we should take everything into account. No, says the Ariza, no. Everything is Botel Muvutu Legabe Madriga Shvi and onwards. The Kulam Guruim Imen, we ain't all in Behem, Beshem, Vecheshvan is Klal. Okay, Bechlal, we don't take them into consideration whatsoever. As everything is bechlal, the kerem shalom, bechlal mesayim money, everything. If already can consider at least the seventh level, kol shekin everything else. Velechein ein anu mas kirim mechashvim beilu rafach nitzutzim rak beilu arbas misporim sheish arba miluim shel arba shemoisem shem ab zag ma'oven. So if we look at all these four madregos, which is keneged chesed gevurah tivat netzach od yisod, or malchus, which is keneged ab zag ma'oven, we only take consideration at least the chol apochos, the seventh madrega. Now, it's a bit problematic because we've seen from the chart that it's Nisht Emes, because Ben, we don't take the seventh Madrig at all. So it's a bit of a shred. The Mefarshim asks the question, why is the Ariza saying that a Madrig Ben, I can say Ab Sagmao, but what about Ben? Ben, we don't take the seventh Madrig. So this was asked by the Gobi, as we call them, the Agosa Beurim in Etz Chaim Oishei, and B'Shem the Sadeh of Shol Dwek. The Kerem Shlomo gives a very posh teretz, which I tell you that he says Anachnam is loved Dafka. It's just Shira the Lishna that he's just mentioning all of them, but the Etzim, as we know, posh that it's klal that Ben is no Madrig. We're not mechashven bechlal bechlal the seventh Madrig. So he says it's just Shira the Lishna Ben, but we don't take and consider Ben. V'liyos mishunim mimiluhem.
Sag umma. It doesn't make ayin base, ayin base. It's ayin gimel, ayin aleph.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a reason for that as well, because.
Yeah,
what?
It's very.
No, it should be 72. Why is? The Kiram says because there's a connection between them. There's something what they call havlos damim, that ma gives something over to sag, and it's a bit complicated, but there's a cheshem for it. Yeah. Okay. Now, he says a very important point. That's very important that you have the miluim of the seventh madriga are all different, because we have in the seventh madriga we have ab sagma, right? They are all different, and that's why you mechashma. We're going to need that for later on. Lechen is called alba miluim lefi sheze gematria ab veze sag veze ma. And I'm going to skip Ben because it's not part of the cheshma. Ve'ein misbam shavim. The gam tzarich. You have to understand one thing. Shteida. Shebemokum she'anu mechashvim v'chines ponim. Now this is kind of part of the answer. Now, why isn't we don't take the other madrigas, for example, in the case of let's say gvura? If you look at gvura, nachor you should be taking into consideration madriga shishi. What do we take on? In sag we consider only the seventh madriga, and then we skip to the fifth madriga. What happened to madriga shishi? Ask the same question by Ma. Why not the sixth? Or why not the fourth?
Why not the fifth as well?
Huh?
Why not the fifth? That's the problem.
The fifth? Yeah.
No, because the sixth and the fourth are a chorayim, so you can design betelim in the panim, but the.
Slowly. So that's what he's going to say over there. So why not the seventh? Why not the sixth madrega or the fourth madrega? So there, the ein chorayim only el b'shem. Right? Ki tefilim hem ela bechinas aponim shemulim mehem. Lachem ein anu mechashvim bechinas aruchan klal beilu rafach nitzutzim rak b'shem ben ha'acharon. Kamo shizba atam lemata beinan malchus. We're going to explain Ben. We're going to leave Ben at the end because it's the most complicated. But otherwise, so that's at least one question out of the way. Why aren't we not mechashvim other bechinas? Teres is, if that bechin is a bechin of achoraim, we don't take that consideration if we're already starting with aponim. The poem sort of overwhelms the achoraim, and therefore we don't take it into consideration. Another teretz is going to answer what you just asked me over here. Ki kol mokom sheyesh shtei misporim v'cheshbonim shavim. Anytime you have two misporim וחשבונות ותושבים, אין אנו מחשבים את שניהם רק האחד בלבד. והנה, כי הנה העשר אויסס דסייג ועשר אויסס דמה יורדו אל הבריאה. ועם כל זה, לא חשבנו בבחינס עשר אויסס דמה, וכיוון שכבר נחשבו העשר אויסס דסייג הראשון מהם. כי כבר ביאנו שאפילו בבחינס ארבעה מילואים הנזכורים, לא היינו מחשבים המונים אויסם ארבע פעמים, אלא סיבה היויס משונים זה מזה. The only reason why we take something in consideration, the two madregas and three or four madregas, we machashva because they're different. Any madrega that is the same, we don't put them into the cheshbon.
So other
one second. Ki ze ab, that's 72. Ze sag, the 63. So completely different. 45. Ze ben mishunim bimalus bimuloisam. So let me explain what he's saying. What's the kasha? The kasha is over here in madrega. When we're considering ma, the question is, in ma, we mechashven the madrega of Gimel and Zayin, right? Let me just show you over here. Mechashven in ma, Gimel, and 7. There's a big difference in it. When you have madrega Dalit, you can take into consideration Hey, Vav. So those two, Hey and Vav, we already counseled out, because that's Achoraim. Once you deal with the ponim, this is the ponim, you don't make a cheshvan for the achorayim. But this we could have taken into consideration, right? Which is the ponim. Mm-hmm. Ponim, the oisius, which is the chokhma, the teshas sfeiros, the ponim, the oisius, the ma. Why didn't we take this consideration? The answer is, because this madrego over here, let me just zoom in over here, this madrego over here of ma, we don't take in consideration because it's similar to this over here. Similar to the madrega of Chamishi of Gvura, which is Sag, which we already took into Cheshbon, right? The Achraim we didn't take into Cheshbon because it's Botel. So we had 7 and number 5. Madrega Shviim, Madrega Chamishi. So since we took this into consideration, this madrega doesn't come into consideration. Why? Because if you count the letters of this, then this is exactly the same. This is 10 letters to make. Plus the 63 makes 73. We're supposed to be 72. And this is 10 letters as well, so this is the same as that. We don't mechashven. This is the reason we don't take into consideration. So only leaves madrega shlishi and madrega shvi. You happy with that? Yeah? The only problem is, the klal is anything mashuna you do take. And if you look carefully, the shemes are completely different. This is Sag and this is Ma. This is what we call Miloi Biyudim and Aleph. And this is Miluim the Aleph, Alephim. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So the only difference there is a difference between this has Yuds and then this is Alephs.
Yeah, but this policy is this mispalosi is the same.
The mispalosi is 10-10, but there's still a difference though.
If you would have taken them in Cheshbon, you would not have looked at each letter looking that gematria of the letter. You would have suggested 10, like we do for Sag. We say 63 plus 10. 63
But you have to understand, these are hashpahs of Sag Ma'uben, these are hashpahs. And every time the Meshune went to the other, it means the Mamash Legamar Meshune.
Maybe you ignore this Shinui.
Not at all. We said over here, we tagu Mechashvin, all the Shinuyim, we Mechashvin.
But
something which had, just because the letters are the same, the mouth of letters, but there's still the Shinui there. Yeah, said the Kam Shlomo. The Kam Shlomo says, you know what? The Etzim is exactly the same. Because we find that this is, the difference between them is that this is a Yud, this is an Aleph. But Yud, how's Yud spelled? The Yud is spelled Yud Vav Dalit. And we know in other Sha'arim that the way you spell an Aleph, for example, in the Kavanas of Pesach and Kavanas, or other Kavanas, Shatanta, we also saw that the Yud Vav Dalit spells Aleph. The Yud is the top part of the Aleph. The Vav Chelik of it, right, is the slanty part. And the Dalit spells the final, the leg of the Aleph, that spells an Aleph. So Zek the Keren Shlom and Taka, they're exactly the same.
Okay, even to cancel the chilu between Av and Sag.
No, we're not canceling. What we're saying over here is that one is Nichlal in the other one. We're going to explain that a bit more. We're going to explain that a bit more later on. Okay, so let's continue. So that was cheshbon. Therefore, we come now that by ma, we always have to take in the cheshbon. The fourth, we only have a choice: the third madriga and the seventh madriga. Okay, let's go right. Now we're invited to the time. Why is the ma a bit different? We have to be must be a bit more claw here. The time of davarhu, the ma shenagdim lecha akdama achas v'hi. Kine kasha mitzius and itzutz shavim b'mitzusam. When they're exactly the same, nishom shneim b'mokam shinoshu v'noflu elyonim v'sham nishoru atachtonim imahim. Okay, you probably don't understand. He's going to give an example which makes it very understandable. Keta. Hare, shinoflu esse oise sag. Okay, now, translate sag into in gvur, right? We know that ab is connected chesed, and we know that sag is connected gvur. The keli of gvur broke, fell into beer. So, noflu esse oise the sag, which is connected gvur. Which is connected tifels, which is a tani, fell down after it, right? First gvur fell, the high bruchino fell, and then tiferet fell. Vine im heyos esse oisus ma gruim b'maala me esse oisus desag. Even though that ma is a lower madrega, tiferet is lower than gvur, gvur is higher. Im kol esois ze benoflum lemata lo noflu rak adam mokum shiyodu esse oisus desag. That you would expect that sag would fall a bit higher. And ma, which is grua, with nainu, it's a lower madreg, would fall even lower to that. The evidence is no. It only fell, ma only fell to the madrega of sag and no longer, no further than that. That's theoretically should have fell further because it's a lower madrega. And there, where it joined sag, as it was falling down and it saw the shvira of sag over there, it fell into the shvira of sag. V'sham nis'alvo nis'kashro yimayim esse oisus de ma. It all got mekusha with the oisus of ma and sag together. V'fish v'chinas sag nishbar kodem ema kenoda ki tchila molcho elyon v'nishboru v'ach kach atachtonim v'lachein be'esh yodo esse oisus de ma pogu v'motze esse sviro de sag sh'yodo sham v'bruya tchila v'nis'ari yimayim. He's repeating himself. He's mayim lo yodo od v'mat mehem. So therefore we have ma that should have fell, it fell right into Sagan's Mis'ari of all the Bechinas together. That's more of an amkus over here. It's not stand the same, not the same. The fault is that the Shvira of ma fell inside, it was Mis'ari, and the fault is you have to lay to that like for like in the Olamas or Ruchnis are tracked themselves. It's not the fact that they happen to fall. Why is the pump falling in that mokum? Because the oises of ma and ben are mamish like for like, therefore the shvira happened on oisim mokum, and therefore ma did not fall any further. So therefore if you're going to make a cheshu and nafsai, that's bechlal ma, and therefore you cannot consider the fifth madrega of ma as part of the cheshu of the 72 for tiferes.
Why?
We just get ahead. The fifth madriga that was a habamina,
yeah.
That let's consider instead of the seventh madriga or whatever, consider the fifth madriga. Instead of the fifth madriga, you can't count. Because the first madriga is a ma, is a shvira of ma, the shvira tiferes, which fell into gevura. And since it fell into gevura, it didn't go further. And that's just on the same madriga, five and five. It was mo'uva with sag. So once you consider sag, right? Which was the fifth and seventh madrega of gvura, you already nichl of that the cheshbon of the ma of the tiferes.
Of the fifth of the ma.
Yeah. You understood it, right? Because you said the ten letters match with the ten letters, which is this a tifa vault in that.
You mean that be'etzem the madrega shlishit and shvit of ma.
Yeah.
Went downwards more than sag, or as well they were at the same level of sag.
You had a keli gvur, right?
Yeah.
And it fell down into bia. Okay, let's see. Yeah, fell down to bia. Now you have a keli called tiferet.
Yeah.
and the which is window, lower, therefore low falls lower down.
But
since
Sag is there, so when we've got Yerida of Sag is
it fell into the Shvir of Sag, and therefore it stopped there.
Ah, it's done this.
It stopped there.
Then he said, therefore the fifth.
Yeah. Okay. Now let's make that into Sheamus, right? So the Sag, which is Havai the Yudim,
yeah,
and Aleph, would is and the Havaya of Ma, which represents Havaya Ma, which is Alafim, are Mu'uv Zebezeh, as we explained.
But you said that did they break? Yes or no? You say yes they did, but they are included in
they broke and they fell as far only as that Madrega Chamishi fell into that Madrega Chamishi of Sag, was yes. Nichlal in that Madrega.
The thing that it should add up to the Cheshvan of Reshpech.
It's Votel Mavutel, so we don't Mechashvan Bechlal.
Because they are connected.
The Mu'urev and Sag, and we only consider the 63.
Mm. And now,
the 10 letters of Sag.
And the Shvire of level 3 and level 7 of Tat,
yeah,
is going down more than inside or
yeah like, yeah, well you have a Madrega Shishi, Madrega Shvi,
lower,
yeah, well each one stays Lefi the Madrega, it doesn't go further than this Madrega, so Madrega Shlishi stays in Madrega Shlishi, Madrega Dalet stays in Dalet, and so on and so forth.
No, in the Shvira.
And you might be asking a question that Yofi Shaw asked. Okay. 1 minute, we'll get to it. Now let's continue in the Rav. Aval Kasha and Shtei Madrega Shavim B'Mispovim. Right, the klal is again, since something is like we don't mechashven. Masha Enk, if something is not like for like, then we are mechashven it. Kol Echad Yored B'Mkomam Harui Lo LeYered. Everybody falls in this various position. We have 12 madrigas and can possibly fall in infinite amount, but only consider only 12. V'lechein kol b'china shavus lo kafleinu oisam lemanoisam b'cheshban. V'lechein b'china se eser oisus dema shen nitkashru b'mokum nifilas eser oisus desag eino nimnim b'fnei atzman, because they're like for like, 10 for 10. And they fall one into the other. Aval madriga shvi shel ma she'ena doime lemisva madrega shvi de sag, since sag the 7th level is 63 and the 7th level of ma is 45, the different, oh nechshvan nechashva bifnei atzmo ki zu mispa 63 and zu mispa 45 v'chei madrega shlishi meshem ma asher v'misparam 26 chavav nichnas b'chal ha'cheshbon lifi shemisham ab shem ab v'mishem sag lo nofla madrega shlishit. Right, if you look at the chart over here, madrega shlishit are both the first two madregas, first two spheres, ches and gvur, did not fall. If it had fall, you wouldn't be able to count the third madrega of tiferet v'chlam. V'lachin anu mechashven, or is it mechashven al ayin aleph 71 shel ma. So you count the third madrega of ma, and the seventh madrega of ma, you count to the mechashven of 71. Now the Yafi Shah asked a question, a very good question, that if we remember in the Shah Anikudim Perek Tes, that we found that when they broke, these spheres broke, where did it broke exactly? Gvura broke where? To the Chochma of Bria. Remember we had the chart and kept on falling on the floor. When the Gvura fell, it fell into the Chochma of Bria, from Atzilus into Bria. Yeah. Now the Keli of Tiferes fell where? Into the Keter Bria. It didn't fall lower, it actually fell in a higher position. Tiferu fell in the Keter Bria, and Gvur, which is higher level, actually fell to Chochma, the lower level.
Mm-hmm.
And we asked, why did it fall to Keter? Because Chochma stopped it from falling any further.
Mm-hmm.
Then, that wasn't the end of the story. Then, north of the Keli Gvur fell even further.
So, what's the question?
I didn't finish. Keli of Gvur fell into Yisod Bria.
Yes.
But the Keli itself never moved. It still stayed in Keser.
Keser
de Bria. So it's Mamash Pum Forget. Here we're saying, it's Mashma, that it's supposed to fall further, and it only fell to that Madrig. That means it never moved from Keser de Bria. It never mingled Bechlal with Gevurah. Gevurah was either in Chochma or was Yesod. It was never Bechlal in Kesef. Im Ken Kashe Eich Hayud Oisius Dema Shem Bekeli Tifels Yodu Rak Ad Kesef Debriya Pogu Beyiridosan Debriya Es Hayud Oisius Esag Shem Bekeli De Gevurah She Yodu Oisius Dema De Bekeli Chochma De Yesod. There's the two different dregas. The Keli of Gevurah fell all the way down to Chochma De Bria, and then it fell finally to Yesod De Bria. The Keli of Tifels were broke only. We're asking a side question. Maybe we'll get back to it in a second. We're just asking a side question. That how can we say that the Madrega of five, the fifth Madrega of Gevurah, mingles with the fifth Madrega of Tiferet?
Yeah.
Right. What do you mean? Lo kol zul lo kol alayda? Because the cheshbon was is that when Gevurah fell, where did it fall into Bria? It fell all the way down to Chochma de Bria, and then it fell all the way down. You won't see what
on the diagram. The different.
Yeah.
We asked this question. Yeah, they're different, but the kemshul is the same because you can make the yud into an aleph. Now, when you go all the way down to Gevurah, Gevurah always falls down to Chochma.
Yeah.
And then it broke and it fell even further to Yesod. It went all the way down there. What about Tiferet? Where did Tiferet fall?
Tiferet
only fell to Kesef. That's it. So where's the Mu'uriv? We're saying the Mu'uriv Echad V'Sheni. And therefore, Makin that was connected, the connected is the Tiferet, was Mu'uriv in Sag, which is connected. What are you talking about? Shani Kudin says Nishta. It never happened. This a very poshtik kasha. Many people ask this question. The Maskei Shalom also asked this question. Out of all the two, the Shemitz also asked this question. The Eshel in Ois Beis, I think, is a very simple and very clean teretz. Not that the other ones didn't. I personally didn't understand the Yafa Shalom's teretz. But the Sadik is a very poshut teretz. We know that when there was a Shvira, it fell in three Madregas. The Shvira, there's a Keli Pnimi, they fell into Bria. The Keli and Soy of the Keli fell into Yitzira, and finally the Keli Chitzon of that Keli fell into Asiya. So the Keli exploded in Atzilus, and then three parts of it fell into three different parts of the worlds, the lower worlds. So what's happening over here is partial, but the mingling that we're talking about in Echnaam is not the Keli Pinimi Shabo, but it's Keli and So and Keli Chitzon. The Keli Penimish and Abo Shabo stayed in Take in Bria, the Kes of the Bria never came close to the Keli of Gevurah, which was in Chokhman, then you saw it. They didn't come close. But when the Keli and Soy of Gevurah, the Keli and Soy of Tiferet fell past Bria and went all the way down into Yitzir, which is lower than the you saw the Yesod Abriya, then Taki there was a chelik of it was Mis'arev inside.
Is it the cheshbon if Nikudim is only the Briya, but in Yetzir Asiya, then you've got the cheshbon of here?
Yeah, that's right. Okay, that's the southern Sifkon now, Sifkon base. Okay, so let's continue. Let's try to finish it up.
Where do you see the Gevurah goes into Yesod?
You don't see it here. You see in Shah Nikudim. Shah Nikudim per test. Right, v'chein b'shem sag asher b'mchinas b'madrega chamishi shibo. Right, look at sag now. Sag, what do we have? We have two madregas, chamishi and shvi. L'chol, let's ask the question, why don't you mechashvin the madrega shishi? V'lachein nimnis b'cheshvin ag nitzutzu shel sag v'lachein madrega shvi shu mishune b'cheshvin min ha-shvi shel ab. So the sixth madrega of sag we don't make cheshbon because it is an achoraim, and you can count fifth and seventh of the madrega of gevurah because the meshuna from all the other madregas. Now this is the big one over here. Now the ben is the most problematic because we don't sort of breaks the rules of everything we said so far. We said we're going to only mechashven the seventh madrega. There's no seventh madrega. And second of all, we're going to take the achorayim involved when we said it's bottle. So it's breaking the klolim that the Arizal set up.
There's no panim. You can't be batel.
It says panim over here. Look, madrega, madrega shniya, madrega shlishi is a panim.
Yeah.
Madrega chamish is panim.
No, it's not panim, it's not parzuf. The only thing which is nishbar in bam is only from achuraim of.
Yeah, but it's all relative, achuraim. But it's also.
It's battle to what? This achuraim is battle to the panim shelo, not the panim shel matam yimenu.
Why?
Right, we always said this panim is better to this, this to this, this to this, this to this.
So Haguf Akasha, don't consider the first madriga, consider the second madriga.
No, because it was nishbar. The Achraim was nishbar.
But say that.
But you can't say, oh, it's better to its panim. Its panim is not nishbar.
You want to say that you're taking the higher bechina, which is Achraim. Yeah. Okay, listen. Okay. Anyway, that's the question. Why not the seventh madriga as well? That should be also the part of the cheshbon.
Yeah.
ואתה נשאר לבאר ארבע רביע של שם בן שהיא מלכוס, כי הנה היא מדרג רביע שהיא בחינת אחוריים, והרי נסבר לאל כי כאשר יורדו פונים אין אחוריים נכנסו בחשבון כלל, וכאן הדבר הוא ההפך, כי האחוריים נכנסו בחשבון לא פונים. What's going on? והתשובה היא כי שלוש השמות הראשונים אף סגמה שחשבנו בבחינת פונים לכם. Once you start, like something you were saying, once you start with a pony, לכן לא חשבנו בחינת אחוריים. אכן כאן ממלכוס שאין הפונים נחשבון בנספה, אז נחשבין אחוריים, like you said. Since he was starting, there's no pony to start with. This is the first madrega we make a חשבון. What's the first madrega that fell down in Ben, which is madrega base? Then you start with אחוריים. עדיין נשאר תרץ, לתרץ, כי עד הרב, העיקר דין על פירחה, the lama ain bechinas ponim nimnim b'malchus. The emes is, let's take and make a cheshvan of the ponim. Take a cheshvan any of the ponim, and then say the bechina is bosel. Ve'az lo hayu achoraim nichnasim b'minan k'dimyon achoraim. That's what he faked it. Lachein tzar shetintaretz kol amadreisim milema lemata. So let's start from top to bottom. Ve'ne'emar ki asiba she'ein anu mechashvim amadreges shlishi she bechinas ponim. So the first madrega that we can possibly that fell into bia is madreges shlishi in ben. והיא מספר ארבע אויסס פשוטוס, right? ארבע אויסס פשוטוס, ארבע אויסס פשוטוס, which is מדרגה שלישי, which comes out to the gematria of 26, חפוף. הטעם הוא כמו שכוספנו לאל, שכשיש שתי מיניונים במספר שווים, אין נמנה רק פונים הראשונה. ומדרגה הזאת כבר נכנסו בחשבון א', which is 71, נצוס בשם מה. מה already took this 26 for itself. ואילו החבב נישא עם מים נתקשרו שם למעלה מנתקינסקי. So we can't take מדרגה שלישי for Ben, because already the מה already took this מדרגה. Okay, now what about, let's start from the bottom. וגם מדרגה שבי, that you want to say, always start from שבי, וגם שבי שהיא מספר תשע אויסס במילוי שם הגמטריה בן לא נמנה אם האם שהיא בחינס פונים, even though we should, because all the criteria, it's a seventh, it's in the פונים, וגם שאין הדוימה, and it's also נוי למלואים, כי לציב הזו נמנה לאוילה במדרג שבי לו באבס הגמר. So why don't we take the seventh madrega, why don't we take the seventh madrega in בן? אבל הנה הוא במה שזווה באינן הווי זה שם מה מעניינו, דה כי שם של בן דמילואהין אשר במלכוס היא בחינת שתי הוויס יחד ממש והיא הוויה כפולה. So if you look at the madrega, for example madrega 5, okay, that's the typical of Ben. Madrega Ben, what is it? Yud vav dalit KK vav vav KK. So you see the hawaii is double, it's kfula. Vinikra mara samachpela kenoda. Everybody knows kenoda, right? Everybody knows this sod of mara amachpela. So kishtei oisir shel vav dalit shel miloi ayud vav dalit hem begematre gamken kecheshbon ois yud pshuta. Because we're saying it's kfula, but be'etzem it's not really, because yud vav dalit is not kfula. It's not true. Because yud is yud, it's 10, and the vav dalit is also 10. So even that's kfula. The first yud is also kfula. The letter yud. Because our ois is kfula, it's mamish ois havaya. Vehine, inin shtei havaya is elo inyonem hu hem, ki havaya harishona hi bechinas za, vahavaya shne hi bechinas nukva atzma. Vekasher mechabrim mitzchabrim zum, asher az meir za benukvea, והנה אז הזן נותן האור ההווי שלו אליה, ואז נעשים שתי הווי בנוגבה, אז נעשה בה השם בן, שהוא בחינת שתי הוויות וזוכר הקדם הזוי. So what is he saying? He's saying that when you take this ben, which is a Shem Hashem kafula mamish, except for the Yud Vav Dalet, which is kafula beremes, what is it meremes? Teza is one Shem Hashem, and the other one is Nukva, that's the other Shem Hashem, as Yud Kei Vav Kei. Meaning is representing, ben is representing, this is the klal in all its height, representing Za giving over to Nuk, which is over, this is the main theme of the Kabbalah. Za was giving over Nuk, so remember this. That this gematria of Ben, which is 52, is represented by Havai Kavula, which represents Za giving over to Nuk. Za giving over to Nuk, right. Now, the Kem Shom, the Stamas is Kasha on Oizdali, he says, this is very nice, I'm sure this is going to be Metavis, what we want to know, but this is Achatikun. This union of the Patsufim, one giving over to the other, that's only Achatikun. We're not talking Achatikun. We're way, way before. We're Adrava. This is Mamish Minu Be within the Shvira. So how can we giving a Teres? It's up there that every Tikun has a Shosha in the Shvira. Okay, that is it. The Yine, let's try to finish. The Hagdamazu. הקדמזו הותרה שאלה השאלה נזכרת כי היושי איקר אויסוס אלו בשם בן שחושם הם מזה כנזכר ולכן אין רוי למונס בפני עצמו בכנס מלכוס ולכן אין מדרג שהיא מספר בן נכנס בכלל חשבון האב ניצוץ את השאלה you want to take consider the seventh מדרגה of בן and say, well, Madrei Shvil, like everybody else, you can't, because it's not really a Malchus, it's not really a Ben. Ben represents Malchus, but since in Ben itself has a Shtikla Za, that's why it's Kafula, it has Za inside, therefore we're not Mechash Ben Mechla, the Madrega 52, which represents Za as well. So what are you going to do? What about number 3? Vechem Madrei Shvil, Shemispah Chavav, Eina Nechnas Bechesman, Vechem Shemishar Duvuk Lemala, Im Madrega Shlishis, so the third one as well you can't take in consideration again because we said that already because the Chafav is already taken by Tiferes שהיו עשר בכל מילוי אם כל זה לא נכנס בחשבון והטעם הוא והוא אם הנזקה כיוון של שורש שם לזה במילוי בן הוא מין זר על כן לא נמנע בן נוגפו that's why you have no choice but to take this the second מדרג which is the fourth מדרג okay so we'll stop it here for now
yeah
you done what? You done